This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, John, you have something to ask the audience.
Yeah. I have a question I want to ask. Yes, because as everyone knows, I have kids. And it's one of those situations where you go out to dinner. We found this great new pizza place. I love their appetizers, love their pizza, love their entire menu. It's been a great find for us. And they've got something for everyone. We found something out the other night when we went there where, okay, we ordered our appetizers, we ordered our pizza, and Lisa and I were sharing a pizza. We just ordered a small one because we weren't overly hungry. It was a little bit of an early dinner because Ellie had a softball game. And we ordered Teddy off the kids menu, which we do, right? He's three. And we're sometimes we don't order off the kids menu for him because he has a bigger appetite than most three-year-olds.
He's a big boy.
He's bigger than most three-year-olds. He's bigger than a lot of six-year-olds. When the pizza came for Lisa and I, we both looked at it. We're like, oh, this is perfect. When the pizza came for Teddy, it was almost the exact same size. So when you order we ordered a small pizza. A lot of times they'll come in, it's like a personal pizza, right? And it's not shareable, especially off the kids' menu. This was a legitimate pizza. Four slices, good-sized pizza. It was a tiny bit smaller than the one that we had ordered. And we both looked at each other, we're like, we should have just ordered that.
Off the kids' menu.
Off the kids' menu. We didn't. And I don't know if I could ever bring myself to do it, but is it out of line, or have you ever, as an adult, ordered off the kids' menu?
I have, but not in person. Like, if I go to eat at a restaurant, sit at the table, I'm not ordering off the kids' menu. But to go, when they don't know who it's actually going to, I have.
Oh, but so in person,
rare.
It's out of line.
For me, it is. I would feel uncomfortable, especially when it says 12 and under. And I'm like, can I order the, mac and cheese, whatever it is. I don't feel comfortable with that. But if they don't know where it's going.
Yeah, then you'll order.
But it's usually small things, too. Like, I drink a lot of smoothies. And
you just want a tiny one.
Sometimes they're I don't even finish the huge adult smoothie. So I order the kids one. It's like half size. And I order that a lot. Or I eat a lot of salmon. And Emily loves salmon. So now it's not enough for me to order like one adult portion and share with her because she ends up eating all of it. And then I end with like a couple bites. I was like, that sucks. But so I order her kid's salmon and it's basically the exact same filet as the piece I just paid $22 or more for. So when we order out, I'll order a kid's salmon. It doesn't come with all the sides.
Right. But typically a lot of times don't eat the sides.
I don't even eat the sides.
Yeah.
I wish you would have ordered off the kids' menu. Because I could picture big John Jansen ordering off the kids' menu.
Well, everybody knows that I love my food. And there are days where you just put the feed bag on and you go after it. There are other days where you're just not as hungry. And one of the things I've learned in the whole weight loss journey that I've been on, it's all about portions, right? And if you're not hungry, then you don't need to eat. Or you just eat until you're actually full instead of eating everything that's on your plate. Like, you don't always have to be a member of the Clean Plate Club.
So restaurant portions, depending on the place, can be pretty big.
Yeah.
I have no issue if you want to order off the kids menu in person.
Have you done it?
I haven't. I wouldn't have an issue with it, though. I'm getting a kid's portion and I'm paying a kid's price. That's all this is, right?
Well,
why should it be excluded? I know I'm getting less.
There are a lot of restaurants, and I think this one is one of those where they encourage families to come. And part of that is, yeah, the portion's going to be a little bit smaller, but they drop the price so that it's accessible to families, especially if you have multiple kids, not just one. And so when you look at it and you say, well, would I want to, you know, eat this size pizza, but am I taking advantage of the good nature of this restaurant?
But I think you're just paying for what it costs, right? So if you're getting less pizza, it costs less money. I'm willing to pay that price for that portion. I don't think you should be turned away if you want to order a kid.
And sometimes on a menu, right, it'll say, you know, for the little tykes or, you know, but it won't actually say 12 and under. If there's an age, I think that
they can cut you off.
I don't think you should order. If it says 12 and under or if it says 8 and under, I think you should just respect the restaurant and not order off the kids' menu.
We have some ticket texts flooding in. We want to get some phone calls. Yeah. 248-539-9797. John asked the question, as an adult, can you order off the kids' menu? The thought crossed your mind after looking at the portions.
Yeah, I just wondered if this is something people do. I don't know if I could ever do it myself, but the pizza that they served was almost the same size as a small adult pizza, at least that I shared.
Was there a huge price difference?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it's a huge price difference. It was almost half the cost.
Wow.
So we've got texts. We've got phone calls. 248-539-9797. Later this hour, an NFL team wants to change a rule, and John's going to call them soft.
Oh, yeah.
Which you don't throw around.
No, in the football world, that's a dirty word.
So you'll call a team soft later this hour. Tigers, we'll get to them because I think they have maybe the biggest Detroit sports drama going right now. We'll get to them later this hour. John, on the topic of the kids menu, Texter says that their wife always orders off the kids menu.
Really?
Doesn't say if it's in person or not. Yeah. I know that's your hesitation.
I would feel awkward. I don't feel right doing it when I'm at a restaurant, but I'll order out. I'll get takeout.
Texter says, I went to Qdoba last week. I tried to order off the kids menu for tacos. They had two there and the adult was three. I only wanted two. Says the person behind the counter told me I can't order off the kids menu unless a child is present.
Mm. Wow.
Sticklers.
Well, I mean, yeah, I understand that.
But you could order it to go.
And they wouldn't, yeah.
Right. So this is something that's changed society. This is absolutely no-no. Kind of the way I was raised and even in my young adulthood. And now it's something that people think they are somewhat entitled to. Like, I get it with the carryout, and it was funny when COVID happened and you were encouraged to order carryout, we got Buffalo Wild Wings. And the Buffalo Wild Wings that we order at has a kids' day. So I was actually surprised when you went online because we never did carryout before. We always went and ate out. We didn't do carryout. Yeah. So I was surprised you could even do the kids' option on carryout. And I'm like, wow, me and Kelly could get stuff here. We didn't. I didn't. But I can totally see that as a loophole for restaurants, especially when it comes to carryout, because you don't have to show your face, really. They don't know who you're taking this home to.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
You got no kids and do it. It's a loophole.
If you're ordering five separate meals off of the kids menu, I think they might raise a flag.
Well, you got five kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I still wouldn't. And I don't think I would. Like Lucy, the older four are all over 12 years old. And if that's what, you know, the arbitrary
number.
Age or number that we're using for under that, you can order off the kids menu. Over that, you can't.
I could have gotten five burgers and five kids fries and maybe just ordered one adult entree. I guess so it would have been four kids.
Right.
And then with the half off, it would have been literally like $3 for four of the meals a piece. So $12. And I thought about it and I didn't do it because I felt bad because of the taboo of doing it.
Right. Well, so a lot of restaurants do this, obviously, to encourage families to come into their restaurant or to order from their restaurant. And I think the margins are much smaller. But we're also in a new environment where, you know, over the past, you know, 3-4 years, groceries are much more expensive. Going out to eat is much more expensive. And I think people are tempted to do that.
Save a buck when they can. I've always looked at it as I'm getting less food. That's why it's cheaper. So if I'm willing to get less food, I'll pay less for it. And if I'm not that hungry, or we talked about portions, like you're not trying to wolf down the massive adult size portion.
Yeah, most of the time I am, but
sometimes you're not. Texter says it's more of an issue with American diets. Why are the portion sizes big enough for adults that are on the kids menu? In other words, if a kids menu can satiate you,
right,
is that a portion issue?
Right. Yeah. I mean, so a lot of times, you know, in a lot of the places that we go to order, if we're going to order off the kids menu for Teddy or for anybody, any of the other kids, like if you're eating chicken, you know, chicken strips and fries, it's, you know, how many chicken strips come and what's the portion of fries. If it's enough for an adult to eat, you're looking at it going, oh, that would fill me up.
Be a good deal. Let's get to Ray in Commerce. Ray, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Well, I've been in the industry for 28 years. I'm a chef. And generally, kids' meals, we price them at cost. So if you're ordering a kid's meal, the restaurant's not making any profit. Mm-hmm. So by adults ordering kids' meals and not ordering adult meals, our profit margin goes way down. So if people want to continue to do that, they're going to see a lot of their favorite restaurants disappear.
Or the kids' menu is going to have to get more expensive. I mean, that's the other thing. You don't have to shut your doors.
No,
right?
Well, the point is to, you know, like John's saying, bring families in. You know, we want to have the family atmosphere. So we want to be able for, you know, a family that has two or three children to be able to afford to go out to eat still, feed their kids, and have a nice meal for themselves.
Right.
You know, so it's a courtesy that we do. You know, now we could always just jack up the kids' menu prices, and then everyone's going to be complaining about that.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. It's a courtesy that restaurants do to lower the price for the kids' menus. And I think if you order off the kids' menu, you're taking advantage of that good nature that the restaurant has in place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a great way to put it.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Ray.
Thanks, Ray. Some ticket texters. Of course, your Royal Highness orders off the kids' menu carry out only.
It's rare. I rarely do it, but yes, I have.
Jacob in Novi says, if you want a smaller portion, you should be able to order off the kids' menu or even as an app on top of your meal. Restaurants like Cracker Barrel and IHOP are notorious. They will crack down on this. They will not let people order off the kids' menu.
Mm-hmm.
Without a child.
Without a child present, yeah. Most of Americans should order off the kids' menu, then go for a walk after.
Don't disagree with that.
Wife orders a Happy Meal all the time. Fast food. Says, of course, the adult, and adult is in air quotes on this, of course, the adult that drives a glorified golf cart would order off the kids' menu. I haven't, but I'm not opposed to it. You're getting less food and you're paying less money. That's the order. You put it on your menu.
But the restaurants, the margins, as we heard.
Then fix your prices.
Okay, says the guy who hates kids. Like, you're not taking kids out to eat. And so you don't understand what that costs. And you do want to be able to go out to eat. You want to be able to frequent these restaurants. And I appreciate restaurants that have a kid's menu and that have multiple options on a kid's menu, not just a hot dog and a pizza.
I know you made that comment, lower your prices. And restaurants are so challenged right now with the rising costs of everything. And also wages, too. I mean, to compete and get employees. I mean, I heard Jeff Rieger talking over the weekend about going to a place and he could only get, I think it was Chipotle, he always goes there.
Yep.
He gets up to the door and it says taking only online orders. Don't have the staff to, you know, take in-person orders.
We recently went to a restaurant where half the restaurant was empty. And it was empty not because we had to sit and wait because we went up and said, hey, you know, there's three of us. And they said, well, 10 to 15 minutes. And you look around and there's a bunch of empty tables. Well, they didn't have the servers. Yeah. And whether it was just availability of servers or the ability to pay servers, half the restaurant wasn't able to even be sat because they didn't have the staff to accommodate.
We had that happen too, not too long ago. So look, in the end, you're just passing on the bill to the customers. We get that and stuff. I mean, look, I would never do this in person. I especially wouldn't do it if they had, you know, the age limit thing on there or whatever. But I just think it's, I don't know, tacky.
Well, I think that's a good word to use. I do think
I probably shouldn't be there if it's $5 more.
All right.
You know, if I can't afford the extra $5 to order an adult entree, probably shouldn't be there. But probably shouldn't be watching my money
this?
That way.
How about if you can't afford to take your kids out to eat, you shouldn't go out to eat because it cuts both ways. If you can't afford to take your kids out and buy regular meals, then maybe you shouldn't. You can't say if someone's trying to save a buck here, then the family's not allowed to save a buck either. It goes both ways.
Well, kids' menu prices are cheaper, though.
Because you're getting less food.
Yeah, that's why. Well, right. It's for them. They're doing you the favor so that you order off the menu you're supposed to order off
but you
of.
Can't tell someone trying to save a buck at a restaurant they're too cheap to go, but the parents want a discount. They're being cheap, too, then.
I don't think that's a great take.
Listen, I'll have worse.
I'm borderline confused after, to be honest with you.
We got phone calls to get to, ticket
text
to read.
Synapses are misfiring.
It's 97.1.